I would like to read a short section from the writings of Pope Leo XIII on the family. When God, compassionate, determined to complete the work of human reparation, which the world had awaited throughout long ages, he so established and designed the whole that from its very inception it would show to the world the sublime pattern of a divinely constituted family. In this, all men should see the perfect example of domestic union and of all virtue and holiness. Such was the family of Nazareth, in which before he had shone forth in full light to all nations, the Son of Justice, Christ our God and Savior, led a hidden life with the Virgin for mother and the Most Holy Joseph for foster father. There is no doubt that all those virtues of ordinary home life, those acts of mutual love, holy behavior, and pious practices shone forth in the highest degree in this holy family, destined to be a model for all others. Accordingly, the benign dispositions of Providence fashioned that family so that every individual Christian, whatever his condition or station, by turning his attention to it, could find in it easily reason and incentive for the exercise of every virtue. Fathers of families, for example, have in Joseph a shining pattern for watchfulness and foresight. Mothers have in the Most Holy Virgin, Mother of God, an extraordinary model of love, of modesty, of submissiveness of mind, and of perfect faith. Children of the family have in Jesus, who was subject to Joseph and Mary, a divine example of obedience to follow. I encourage you to consecrate your families to the Holy Family today. There is a beautiful prayer from the Recolta on the back of the bulletin to use for this purpose. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.